Big ticket issues were addressed this week in the Idaho legislature, including a combination tax cut and tax conformity bill. A proposal to help more people in Idaho's coverage gap get health insurance also made progress. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief watched all the action at the State House and tells Samantha Wright he's looking for the reemergence of a bill to cut the sales tax on groceries.
We're at that place now in February where the pace starts to pick up. We're getting a lot of bills that have been introduced. There's roughly 300 now. A lot of bills are in the committees. We're starting to have more hearings on bills, and some of those bills are coming out and going to the floor, and we're starting to get floor votes. Now, most of that, in terms of floor votes at this point, is actually still occurring on the House side. But pretty soon, we'll start seeing more of that on the Senate side as well. So this is that time when the pace just picks up in the legislature in terms of the legislation. And it's very evident this week that we had a lot more of that happening, some kind of high-profile stuff happening in terms of the nature of the issues coming up, and interesting votes.
And one of those on the floor was tax cuts, tax conformity and tax cuts, the combination bill that passed on the House floor. How is that doing?
Yeah, well, this is House Bill 463. We've talked about it a couple of times before. And as you mentioned, this is the bill that really does a couple of things. One is it conforms the Idaho tax code largely to the new U.S. tax code. And that has some implications for what's going to happen in terms of the amount of money that Idahoans are going to have to pay. And it's actually going to increase the tax burden a bit by conforming to the new U.S. tax code. And at the same time, it is reducing the corporate and income tax rates down a bit. This is, you know, similar to what happened last year. You will recall we had that bill that did this and passed in the House and then got essentially hijacked in the Senate and turned into something entirely different. So that bill passed easily in the House Rev and Tax Committee, got to the floor and passed on a straight party line vote in the floor, 59-11. So that bill will now be going off to the Senate. The interesting thing about that bill on the floor.
And I was going to ask, what about the eliminating the grocery tax, which we had last year and was such a big deal and made through the legislature and was vetoed by the governor? Where is that? Is that coming back?
Well, yeah, I think it is going to come back. I mean, first of all, there was an effort on the floor in the discussion prior to the vote on 463, there was an effort to open the bill up for floor amendment. And that floor amendment would have been to put the grocery tax repeal back into this bill. So it would have essentially become a bill that was doing three things instead of two things at this point. That effort failed 24-46. But I don't think that's the last we've heard of this. The bill went on then to pass in its original form, passed the House and is on to the Senate. And you may recall that where the grocery tax repeal came up last year originally was in the Senate. So I don't think we're close to seeing the end of this yet. Whether it gets attached to this bill or becomes its own bill, the grocery tax repeal I don't think is over for this year at all.
So wait and see on that one.
Yeah. It's something that I think people should watch pretty closely. There's clearly some movement in the legislature, some sentiment in the legislature to revisit this grocery tax repeal issue, even though the governor has indicated he's opposed to it and is likely to veto it if such a thing happens.
And if he vetoes it, then it could come back into the legislature and they could try to overturn the veto.
This year, because of the interpretation of the law, I think this year they would certainly have that effort. And you know, they may have the votes to do that. So this issue is a long way from being resolved yet, but it's an issue that I think is going to be with us throughout this session.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown. This week, listen to our special episode taped before a live audience. You can find Legislative Breakdown at boisestatepublicradio.org or wherever else you get your podcasts.